To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Not overstating it, massive game tonight, Thursday Night Football. Cowboys on the road to face the Detroit Lions. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. And the Cowboys are trending up, Pearl. The trade for Quinn and Williams has been gangbusters. They've gotten healthier along the defense, and they're on a three-game winning streak. Meanwhile, the Lions, the last time we saw them, bad loss at home against the Packers, and they've been flip-flopping wins and losses basically for 6 weeks now, and they are not a healthy football team.
Yeah, I mean, the health is a key issue. We don't even know who's showing up tonight. It's kind of hard to predict this game. The Lions are three-point favorites. EJ said this earlier, and I said it too. The desperation factor feels like a massive deal for the Lions. Like, this is a season for them. It's 7-5. If they fall to 7-6, the way their schedule lays out, then the playoffs are not happening.
Which is crazy, considering that the Lions last year had the number one seed, and it's unfortunate they got so hurt last year. Lost both coordinators. I think you have seen it a bit in the run game. You know, the in the wins, when Jahmyr Gibbs is, you know, when they're winning games and he's averaging 7 yards per carry, everything looks fantastic. But in the losses, he's averaging like 3 yards per carry, and they're not able to be as creative with the run game. And Jared Goff is making mistakes because he's feeling pressured. The offensive line is all banged up. I mean, think
he
about
said
it.
Yes.
The Lions reached out to Frank Ragnow
hamstring
to see if he wanted to come back.
Standout offensive line, kind of like maybe future Hall of Famer.
And this guy was going to come back. That's how desperate they are for O-line help, with Penei Sewell also playing through a shoulder injury.
Yeah.
It's just like all the pressure points. Yeah, their quarterback is healthy, knock on wood, and Aiden Hutchinson is healthy. But all the other pressure points on this team feels like they're dealing with injuries or guys who are far from 100%.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, though. If you're a Lions fan, you have your quarterback. He's healthy. And you have Jahmyr Gibbs. And you have, I know you might not have Amon-Ra St. Brown, but you have Jameson Williams, who is fantastic. So there's no excuse not to have an offense against the Cowboys. I know Quinnen Williams, he's good. But you can still move the ball here. So I think they have a great chance. The more we talk about it, I'm leaning Lions.
Okay, so if we're asking you the question today on X, who do you trust more down the stretch, the Lions or the Dallas Cowboys? And the reason why I'm saying Cowboys here is just because I'm looking at the rest of the schedule, which like matches up pretty well here for Dallas. And I'm not saying anything's easy in the NFL, but you're at Detroit tonight, coming off of 3 straight wins, including 2 against Philadelphia and 1 against Kansas City. 1 against Philly, 1 against KC, pardon me. Then after this, Minnesota at home, the Chargers at home, at Washington, at the New York Giants. Like, that's pretty favorable, as opposed to the Lions, who have a much, much harder road after this. Like, you get the Cowboys, okay, you win this one, congrats. Next week you're at the Rams, Pittsburgh at home, who could be very desperate as well. Then you're at Minnesota, you finish out at the Bears, who are playing for first place in the NFC North this week against the Packers. So it's just a lot harder, I think, for the Lions.
That at Rams game really scares me for the Lions, because the Rams are going to be fighting for something too, because that loss the Rams had to the Panthers means that they're full on desperate too. They need the number one seed. They do not want to come to cold weather again this year in the playoffs. So that's going to be tough. And then at the Bears will probably be playing for something in week 18. Yeah, I worry about the Lions, especially because of the injuries. Like, if they were healthy, forget it. Then I'd be like, there are no excuses. But not right now.
Well, think about also Dan Campbell's had to take back play calling responsibilities. Like, it just has been a little, there's been an adjustment since the loss of Ben Johnson. Brad is in Oregon, likes Detroit tonight. Why so, Brad?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. You know, it just, I know Dallas is playing good ball right now, one of the hotter teams in the NFL, but it just seems like this team for Detroit is all banged up, but this is where Dan Campbell shines. I mean, his back's against the wall. It's a must-win game. And Vegas has got him a 3-point favorite at home, all banged up and everything. Vegas doesn't put a stupid line out there for just a reason for people to turn around and make a bet. But Vegas believed that the Cowboys were the right play, this would be a pick-up game.
With these injuries, would be closer. And Dan Campbell, you're right. I mean, he's going to have this team fired up. Whoever's out there is going to be all in, at least early in the game.
And, Brad, thank you for the phone call, and enjoy the game tonight. Yeah. But can I bring something up about that? I think Dan Campbell cost the Lions last week against Green Bay. I really do. And I know that's the ethos, and he's always going to go for it. But you were down 10 points in the fourth quarter, early fourth quarter, okay? You could kick the field goal and make that a one-score game. And they're going for it again on fourth down when they have not had success. And I'm not saying pass failure predicts future success. I understand that's not how analytics work. And I understand they have no such thing as momentum. And there's no such thing as, you know, it's everything is a roll of the dice. Like, it's always the same odds. I just didn't see it that way. And I think you got to play the game you're in. You're home. You're not playing well. Green Bay has the lead. To me, kick the field goal, Dan. Make it a one-score game. And they end up kicking the field goal on the next drive because they were now running up against the clock. I worry about Dan Campbell at times playing his team out of some of these potential wins. Like, there was a chance. They were not playing better than Green Bay, but there was still a chance for them to steal that game at home, and they couldn't do it.
Yeah, totally disagree. I think if you decide you're going to revert to not going for it on fourth down, like, you're at a disadvantage in today's NFL. There's just no doubt about it. I mean, if you start, it was fourth and two at the 20-something. They designed the perfect play. It missed by inches. They were having trouble blocking the Packers. Like, it was not going to be easy to get a touchdown. And the only reason they got another field goal was because they got a crazy lucky penalty on a 3rd and 16. They were getting sacked left and right. You had to go for the touchdown there because they were not moving the ball in this game at all. Like, you were close enough. You designed a perfect play, and it just didn't work. I think if you start turtling up on fourth down, man, you're in trouble in today's NFL.
It's not turtling up. It's taking a two-score game to a one-score game. Turtling?
In the year 2025, not going for it on fourths and twos, that's a dangerous proposition. I think you'll end up costing yourself much bigger in the long term.
Well, I think Dan Campbell's already cost his team, you know?
I don't know. I think he's more of a trendsetter, him and Ben Johnson. Like, now everybody is aggressive on fourth down. It works.
I understand that, but it's also, again, the game you're in. And the game they were in the NFC Championship game 2 years ago, they didn't need to be that aggressive. I'm not saying you have to sit on a lead with 25 minutes to go, but you can take the points when you already had a 3-score lead in that game, and they just couldn't do it, and it let the 49ers back into that game. And again, like,
easy, but are you? Here's a question: are you playing the result though?
I'm playing.
Josh Reynolds dropped an easy pass; it was in his stomach.
I don't think so, because I've been critical of even your Philadelphia Eagles for going for kill shots, even when they do work out at times. So, EJ, can we throw this question out there also on X? We have one up already there, which is, who do you trust more down the stretch, the Cowboys or the Lions? So you can go vote at Maggie and Pearl. Do you consider Dan Campbell a liability or an asset? Because I think people are starting to turn a little bit on Campbell, and I'm one of them. I am. I think if I was a Lions fan, I'd be frustrated with how Campbell treats some of these end of game situations. So that's me.
Yeah, I mean, you were criticizing another coach for going for
Sirianni.
Perfect.
Yeah, this week there was a.
Who did I criticize this week?
It was Stefanski.
Oh, Stefanski with a 4th and 1.
I mean,
good gravy.
Generally, though, you got
to direct snap to Harold Fannin, who's barely touched the ball all season. This dude, that was understanding the mission.
Yeah, I think you got to be. I mean, listen, if you go into an owner and say, I'm going to start getting conservative on fourth down, you are going to get walked out of that building. Like, you got to be. I think teams aren't aggressive enough on fourth down. I think, and I know we're going to have Nick Costos on later. He agrees with me. Teams need to be aggressive. The game has totally changed, especially with the new kickoff rule. Like, it's a different football game. Like, if you start, 4th and 2 is a green light.
I get it. But in a 2-score game, you're in the fourth quarter. Make it a 1-score game. That's just where I stand. 888-710-4ISN. Brandon's in Chicago. What's up, Brandon?
Morning, Mags, Pearls. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment on the Cowboys and touch on the Giannis trade.
Sure.
But for Dallas, man, I really think people are sleeping on him. You know, Dak is playing, I think, his best football, you know, of his career. He looks like he's in really good shape. He's got good rapport with Pickens and Lamb. You know, got everybody healthy, and they got a competent running back in Williams, and then their defense is starting to come together. Detroit, they're all injured over there, and then they got the last game of the year in Chicago. It's going to be cold. Goff doesn't play well in cold. And Dallas, they have most of their games indoors. I think only two of their last games are outdoors, so, and it's against Washington and New York.
Yep.
And then for the Giannis trade, what if there was like a three-team trade where Giannis got sent to the Knicks, and then, you know, AD, P.J. Washington, and Gafford came to the Bulls, and we gave them picks, and then, you know, picks to Milwaukee as well. Hmm. You know, maybe throw in some other players, like a three-team trade like that.
How did AD get to the Bulls in this scenario? I'm missing something.
Three-team trade.
He's from
Dallas,
Chicago, right?
Chicago, Milwaukee, New York. That's four teams.
No, New York.
Oh, I thought you said Giannis to the Knicks. I'm sorry.
No,
he did say that.
Oh, he did.
So
sorry.
Four-team trade,
Brandon.
Wait. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Four-team trade.
Listen, I can see you put a lot of thought into that, and thank you for the phone call. Dak Prescott, by the way, MVP odds. Trying to get this right now, but I believe he is.
Gotta be third or fourth, right?
He's third.
Yeah.
So Drake May, Matthew Stafford, and then Dak Prescott, Jordan Love, Josh Allen round out the top five.
So if the Cowboys run the table, he's got a great case because you got to figure Drake May has a couple harder games coming up. His numbers come down. So it could be, yeah, and Stafford, I think, is going to be hard to knock off because he's got the same narrative as Dak, an older guy who's never won it.
May is a pretty healthy favorite at minus 135. If you like Dak Prescott, plus 1400 would be the good odds to get it right now, especially if he shows out tonight, Pearl, then he could probably leapfrog Stafford at least for a few days.
May's got the Bills and the Ravens coming up, so that's the thing. I mean, the Ravens might not be any good. You have no idea, but he's facing, and the Bills defense isn't great either, but he's facing some desperate defenses. That'll be interesting. There's a long way to go. There's five games left, and you know MVP will be a recency bias. I like that Dak bet.
Obviously, we'll get to Giannis and all the rumors now around him. The thing about Brandon called in with the four-team trade and Anthony Davis and picks and who's going what where. I'll just say this. Those things can be kind of hard to keep track of, especially when you're just listening to it on the radio as opposed to like seeing it in front of you. But one thing that he does have correct, Pearl, is I think it's going to take multiple teams to get this done, which raises the degree of difficulty on getting it done. Not to zero, but there's no way this is going to be like a one for one. I just doubt this is going to be, if Giannis really is real about putting his foot in the line in the sand, whatever, about getting traded right now, they're going to need another team to come in.
Are you talking for a salary cap, you're saying?
For salary, for picks, for, you know, because if he's dead set on going to the Knicks, which he was last year, over the summer, then they don't have the type of assets that, it's not nearly the better package that Milwaukee could get back. So
I was wondering, the Thunder seemed like they would obviously have the best package. You get about six extra young players and all these draft picks, so they could do a one-on-one possibly if they want him. I don't even know if they want him.
Well, that would be a question. Do you disrupt something that's looking pretty amazing as is?
I mean, I'd be tempted if I was Oklahoma City and you could get Giannis and not give up your two or three best players. But you know, that calf injury last night changes everything, right? Everyone's going to have to wait on that to see if he's okay and see him perform.
Okay, so we'll have a couple things. We're going to unpack everything that's going on with Giannis, all the rumors, get you up to speed on sort of where that whole thing stands and who may be calling Milwaukee today to try to set something up. So we'll get that. Plus, your phone calls. One, who do you trust more down the stretch? Dallas Cowboys or Detroit Lions? And two, do you see Dan Campbell as a liability or an asset? At Maggie and Pearl on X.
All right, Maggie, I know you were watching all this NBA action closely last night because of Prize Picks. It's the best time of year to play Prize Picks. The holidays are going on, but there's all kinds of sports going on, too. And you can keep the season rolling on Prize Picks by getting $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. It's so simple. You pick 2 to 6 players, pick more or less on their stat projections, and watch your lineups light up like the holidays. And there's a new thing that's awesome. Early payouts. If your lineup gets off to a hot start, you may now have the option to cash out on those winnings before the game is even over.
Yeah, I should have used that feature last night. I did. But I'm back on the saddle today. But I don't know why, because I'm looking at tonight's matchup, Pearl. Dak Prescott, 270.5 passing yards. I think Dallas goes into this game against the Lions and say they need to score 30-plus points is the only way they can win. So how are you going to do that? You need Dak to be throwing the ball. I know everyone loves the run game for Dallas, but Dak has to throw. So give me more than 270.5. I think Dak is a huge night tonight. And then how about our old friend LeBron James, 36.5 points, rebounds, assists. Lakers playing the Raptors tonight. Hate to do it, but I got to fade the king. These are just some of the things you
LeBron
can do
James.
On Prize Picks. Super fun. We're obsessed. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code M&P. Get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code M&P on Prize Picks. And get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play just $5. So win or lose, you'll get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. Guaranteed. Prize Picks. It is good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
And I want my damn respect, too.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. I do not like the topic that is on the rundown right now.
You want to talk about Giannis?
No.
Okay.
720, Chicago is the number one seed in the NFC. Are the Bears a contender? Can they keep the number one seed? This is just a troll because I had to watch them kick my Eagles' butt.
Good. No, this is a legit question. You got the Bears and the Packers, Pearl, fighting for number one seed or top of the NFC North, yeah. Which is cool because this has not felt like a real rivalry in more than a decade.
I'm looking at the rest of the rundown. I don't want to give anything away, but there's a lot of Bears are great, Eagles are bad in this rundown.
Well, did Manny make the rundown?
Not really, because we're going to do King of the Mountain at the top of the hour, yeah. And that's a Eagles fest.
No, so, it's going to be the Bears kicking the Eagles' butt again.
You don't know that.
Listen, you've been ducking that Bears topic that's been on the rundown for the last 2 days. Don't
yes.
get this on me.
No.
That might have been the worst tease in the history of radio.
Yeah, sorry. Maggie Perloff, King of the Mountain, comes your way, top of the hour. Yeah. 1985 Bears, we're looking for the greatest team of all time. Yeah. This week, 85 Bears against the 2024 Philadelphia Eagles.
I love my birds, but they have no chance against the 85 Bears. Just like the Eagles had no chance Sunday. I got to tell you, I'm having fun here. That those Bears are super legit. That O line blew the Eagles out of the water like they were a JV team.
Yeah, what happened? Why?
They're just the Bears can run the ball. Ben Johnson's a genius at run schemes, and the Eagles had no idea what was coming. They had, like they would thought the run was going right, and the run went left. They thought the run was going left, the run went right, and they're physically got outmanned by that Bears line. Remember we talked when the Bears got Caleb Williams, they built all this stuff around him,
yeah,
and they paid all this money for the offensive line. It didn't do anything last year. Now it's all paying off. It's good. They are totally legit.
Well, where's Vic Fangio on this? He's supposed to be your defensive whiz. You guys got all these top draft picks. You're basically Georgia North. This is one of the most feared defensive lines last year for sure. And this year, you got a lot of the same guys back.
No, you lost Milton Williams and Josh Sweat, who are two of the best players in the NFC right now.
But you still have Jalen Carter. You've got all these. You made the trade for Jalen Phillips. I mean, you have names.
I think it's a function of the Bears being good. I would actually spin it towards Chicago is a really good run team. They remind me of last year's Detroit team.
So, well, that would make sense because their head coach was their former offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
But can they keep the number? The difference is they're doing it with DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai, not Jahmyr Gibbs.
I don't think it's that big a difference. I think, honestly, I've thought about this because watching the Bears, I think run game is much more offensive line and coaching than the actual running back there. And Gibbs is great, but he's also a pass-catching weapon as well. Rutgers kid and DeAndre Swift can do this, I think it proves that running is a system thing. It's not about the backs. I don't know if they keep the number one seed because their schedule, but generally they are not going to be a team you want to see in the playoffs. They're built for cold weather now. God bless Ben Johnson. I mean, I'm actually wildly impressed.
Yeah, disagree. I think it's definitely better. Obviously, it's better. And
disagree on which facet.
I don't think they're a true contender. You want to know why? Because the defense I don't think is good enough. I don't trust the defense enough.
Yeah, they statistically haven't been great.
No, they have not been great. And so for me, like when you really get into it against, you know, Sean McVay, or if you really get into it against, the Packers again, if they see them, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the NFC, like Seattle, there are still some offenses that I fear in the NFC. And listen, the Bears getting home field advantage would certainly help. But there are times when Caleb Williams is great and there's times when he's throwing the ball God knows where. That could be a liability in the playoffs. Yeah, the run game is good, but I don't trust the defense. I do not think they're going to hang on to the number one seed, and I don't think they're going to be I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender. It's a nice story moment. It's going in the right direction. I mean, you got the coach taking his shirt off in the post-game, celebrations. Obviously, the vibes are high, but they're winning some of these games, and I still don't know how they're pulling this out.
I mean, I heard this actually from Adam Schefter on his podcast. They are the 2024 Washington Commanders, so they could easily trip their way into the NFC title game. Win two playoff games. I can absolutely see that. I lean your way to see a Super Bowl feels a little rich, but I could see them getting the right matchups and absolutely advancing. I mean, they have these two games against Green Bay, and if they split those, which often happens within a division, then they're going to be in great position to host a playoff game maybe in the first round. Yeah, I think they could trip their way into the NFC title game, absolutely, because they don't need Caleb Williams to throw the ball. In fact, they're better off when they're either running their running backs or Caleb is running. And running quarterbacks, just like last year with Washington, can be very, very dangerous.
I think the 49ers could come in and beat them in the playoffs. I don't know how it would shake out, but I could see that. 888-710-4ISN.
Yeah, but I mean, they might not play either. I mean,
I don't know how it's totally going to shake out. But
I don't like the way Brock Purdy's playing. I don't think they can beat them with him playing like this.
I mean, I feel like the Bears should just run it right down their throat. There's no Fred Warner there.
They can't rush the passer either. I don't know. I think the Niners might be paper tigers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at there, like the Patriots. They play nobody.
And I also feel like I give them a better chance if Mac Jones is playing. And as crazy as that sounds, I hate the way Brock Purdy's playing football this year. I'm sorry.
He's been a little better last week, but no. I mean, he's definitely hurt.
I think what Perloff was saying last year about him was
right. He runs around like crazy.
Not playing like, he's playing manic football. Like, and there's one thing when like Josh Allen plays aggressive and he takes chances, but it feels like he's still under control in some of these games. It feels like Brock Purdy, things can teeter at any moment. I don't feel that when I feel like I see some of these other running quarterbacks. With Brock, we saw that on Monday Night Football a couple weeks ago where it could just completely. He could just lose it. He could just lose completely. Yeah. We saw that last year too when they went into Buffalo last year and everything fell apart in the snow. I don't think he's playing championship level football.
He did a good Dougie though in the end zone.
That Dougie
he
was
did.
Fly.
Yeah.
That's a fly. Anybody? I viewed Brock Purdy completely differently after that move.
He said he usually does it in his kitchen.
So did George Kittle. George Kittle said, what do you say? God forbid a white boy gets emotion or something like that? I completely misused the term, but sure, go
but
ahead,
of boys. All white boys, Brock Purdy? I did not see.
That was shocking.
There's more to him than meets the eye.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield's like, I see you. See you, champ.
I mean, Baker Mayfield.
Made Baker Mayfield look like an awkward white boy.
Baker Mayfield could quit football and be a professional breakdancer. He is, his dance, remember at Oklahoma? That was amazing.
Oh, yeah, when he was on the whip.
You don't think it'd be like, remember that woman who was breakdancing?
Yeah, no, it'd be a lot like that.
Australian lady.
It'd be a lot like that. Like
Ray Gun.
Yeah, Ray Gun.
Oh, yes, the legend.
0.0.
Baker Mayfield definitely dances to late 80s, early 90s hip hop. Like, that is his, like, yeah, no, it's totally different, but I agree. Purdy is not 100, he's still a little bit injured. By the way, I love that we're matching up Chicago and San Francisco. There's a bunch of other teams they might end up playing.
I'm just looking
as well
at the standings right now. But
It wouldn't even be.
It would actually be San Francisco would play in the Rams if the season ended today. But anyway.
And then you got that Seattle issue out there. There's a lot going on in the NFC. But the Bears, I do disagree with you. I think that their running quarterback and running backs makes them a very dangerous playoff team. Like, they could just take the air out of the ball.
Okay, we will get to the Giannis situation in just a moment. But Andrew Bogish is here with all the headlines.
Good morning again. These headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. The annual Progressive Keys to Progress program provides vehicles to deserving veterans, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more at keystoprogress.com.
Whoop.
Somebody's playoff probability takes a huge hit tonight on Thursday Night Football. Neither the Cowboys nor the Lions want loss number 6 in an NFC playoff picture that has 3 9-win teams in the West alone. Dak Prescott hoping to play well in a hostile environment.
Definitely looking forward to just getting back out there, going to Detroit, just having the group that we have and having to communicate in such a tough environment, but understanding we got to play physical and we're going to be a four-quarter fight.
His team has won 3 straight to climb to 9th in the conference, 1 spot behind the Lions. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 3 O-linemen are game-time decisions for Detroit. In primetime on Monday, it's Eagles and Chargers, and Justin Herbert still planning to play even after getting a plate and some screws surgically placed in his left hand to start this week.
That's the plan, is to prepare as if I'm going to play and see how the next couple of days goes and do everything I can to be out there for the team and for the guys out there.
I'm not sure I'm tough enough to play football.
I am. You're not.
Yeah. Last week you said you throw passes to Jeremiah Smith.
Listen, as long as the pass rush doesn't get to me, but these guys are like, well, you know, I'm going to go in for major surgery on Tuesday. I'll see you Saturday on the field. Like, no. It's insane. Like, people are playing with casts and everyone's, even Aaron Rodgers is out there with like 7 broken things. Like, what is going on?
Am I tripping? I feel like between Josh Allen last year, Rodgers, and now, I don't remember quarterback just playing with broken hands. It felt like
Herbert,
Herbert. It felt like a couple of years ago, or even 15 years ago, like your hand was broken. You were out for a month.
Well, it's not. Maybe
that could be it.
That's the biggest issue. If you're a shotgun, pistol, whatever, like, it's not like you're taking the snap and you can't see your fingers.
I know he's a bad example because he got hurt a lot, but Chad Pennington broke his wrist in a preseason game. He was out for like 15 weeks.
Well,
wasn't his throwing hand.
So that's your favorite player.
I know.
Yes, Jets.
It's a big deal not going under center for Rodgers because they want to run play action. And Rodgers, he said he's going to try and go under center this week. But that is not good. Like, not being able to, you could see him how uncomfortable it was just to get the snap on Sunday.
He didn't have like the cast that you see from some of these small. He had the cast that you sign in junior high school when you break your arm, like
immobilizing.
I thought I was going to see Jalen Ramsey, you know, his signature on there or something.
Have a great summer.
Yeah, exactly.
Hags.
Is it okay for the Eagles to go after Justin Herbert's left hand on Monday night?
I mean, they're gonna. They're the Eagles.
True.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Have you met Jalen Carter?
Yeah. Obviously,
they're an NFL team. Any team should go after. But how do you go after a left hand? That's the other thing. I mean,
I don't know. Their helmet.
Yeah, they'll find a way.
I don't know. You get your helmet on his left hand.
Yeah,
step
on it. Yeah, definitely step on it.
Sure.
About.
Yeah, or do whatever Bosa did to Aaron Rodgers. Just run through his back and have him fall on it.
Yeah, this whole left hand injury makes me nervous. I feel like Justin Herbert's going to go out and throw for 350 yards. Oh. Sometimes that happens with these injuries. Like, oh, he's hurt, and then boom. But watch Amon-Ra St. Brown go for 170 tonight if he comes out
there. I don't think he's going to play.
Yeah.
It's questionable, right?
Yes.
The Dallas Mavericks might be hot for the first time this season.
A left the flag, shot clock at 6 to Davis at the top of the circle, put it on the floor, drop it the flag, gathers, goes up and scores from left to right as he beat out of bio and a timeout by Eric Spoelstra.
Chuck Cooperstein on Mavs Radio. Flag had 22 in a 118-108 decision over the Heat. Dallas has its first three-game win streak of this season.
Is this like the best NBA rookie class in...
Yes.
A long, long, long time. Because Flagg is playing pretty well, and I don't think he's rookie of the year, really. I think Konkanipal probably has a run on him. I think VJ Edgecombe, as we mentioned earlier, has had a great year. There's been some really good rookies all throughout the NBA.
It's a good class. But
it's
a good class, but what about the...
I feel like is the Paolo Banchero class has also been pretty
but
good.
But I mean, in their first year, though. I guess, that was another good first-year class, I guess. It just feels like their impact... players all over this class. I mean, I'm looking at it now. There's, 10 guys averaging double digits? That's not normal, I feel like, in recent NBA, at least.
Yeah, I mean, last year was Ricochet, right?
Yeah, that was not good. And maybe it's against a terrible class from last year. It just feels like this year there are a lot of good players.
Next year is going to be super loaded, right? That's like next a super draft for the NBA. Great.
Yeah, because it's a bit, again, all guys whose sons now are playing college.
True.
There's like 29 guys right now, 25, I think, sons of former NBA players.
Zachary Risache.
I mean, also,
who's
too,
his dad?
I'm looking at draft classes. Obviously, 2 years ago, anything with Wemby in there, that's the draft class.
Power
this year,
forward, center, Victor
you don't Rupert. Have. I couldn't find he's good, but he's not the
Webinyama.
Game changer.
Are we playing a new game? Just say an NBA player name and see if Peter Schwartz is messing up on the air?
Let's see, get Antetokounmpo.
Do we have time in that game?
Yeah. I'll
Sean
ask Ryder.
Alexander.
There, okay, there we go. No? That's
looks
it?
Like Koch to me.
I love going back.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't want to go back to that conversation.
It's a fish at safe Pittsburgh. Whoa, whoa.
That was last week.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, on a related note, you can never take another day off.
Yeah. On that note, I'm not going to be here next Friday, so you guys want to start playing ahead. Go ahead.
Do you guys know the one thing I'll always click on? I don't know if you guys are like this. A let's redo the draft from whatever year.
Yes.
That's always on the internet. I'm like, oh, click. I don't even know why. Like, you actually can't go back in time and redo a draft.
You have two Achilles heels.
Really?
One is the redraft, and you will also stop anything at any time, anywhere, to read a mock draft for the NFL.
Yeah, but not just, I like a year ahead mock drafts now. I've already broken down the 2027 class. I'm about 15 deep. I got ridiculous.
It's a whole year ahead.
He's just like breaking down fetuses at some point.
Yeah. There's this eighth grader in Iowa that I'm hearing great things about.
Projects really well.
But wait, by the way, so I used to work at SI.com. Guess what got the most traffic by 350%?
Don Banks' backup quarterback rankings.
No, any mock draft from anyone is the most read thing. Even more, like nobody cares about what happened. People only care about what's next.
I feel like Peter King's about to bust through the door and punch you in the face.
His mock draft was the number one thing.
He started doing mocks.
On the line right now is Peter King.
Peter King.
Where's
like,
Peter King?
I did 5,000 words every Monday, and you're telling me mock draft was...
Proud of my guys, Peter.
I mean, mock drafts are great because you hit the college class and you hit the team needs, so like everyone's a millionaire. Remember ESPN used to do the Next magazine? Like that
I remember that.
That's all people care about. I mean, everybody watched the game. Why are we talking about that? Let's talk about who the Eagles are getting in the draft next year.
Yeah, we all can't wait for that.
The Bucks are calling it a right calf strain. Giannis hurt just 3 minutes into last night's 113-109 home win over the Pistons. The injury happening on the heels of that report that Giannis and the Bucks are again discussing the future of their marriage. Hours after their Chris Paul breakup, the Clippers broke up their five-game losing streak, 115-92 in Atlanta. Men's top 25 action, number 6, Louisville took its first loss, 89-80 at number 25, Arkansas. And K-State football coach Chris Klieman is retiring. The school expected to go hard after former QB and current Texas A&M offensive coordinator Colin Klein. Klieman, 54-34 over 7 seasons at K-State after winning 4 FCS titles at North Dakota State.
Bring back Bill Snyder.
Back to you guys.
Hey, well, I have a question. Why didn't Penn State, I know we got to hire Brian Hartline. I thought that was a possibility at some point. The Ohio State receivers coach who's now at USF. I felt like Big Ten to Big Ten, you know, I'm all about geography for these coaching hires.
Yeah.
That would have been a good salvage.
Well, you want to know what? Unless I'm wrong about this, I don't think Penn State has been linked to any coordinators. It was only head coaches.
Yeah. I can't think of one.
I think they probably, maybe they feel like they can't take a risk on a coordinator.
But Hartline feels like such a known commodity in a way. He's like even a bigger name than, like, he's a bigger name than Alex Golish.
And I think that it would have been foolish to not consider coordinator, because I think everybody should be looking for the next Dan Lanning.
Yes.
Dan Lanning was a coordinator who's been a phenomenal head coach.
But if you're an AD, if you are feeling the hot seat, I don't know if the Penn State AD was feeling the hot seat. He's probably feeling it now because everyone's saying no to this job. And the latest yesterday was Jeff Brohm from Louisville, who said thanks but no thanks. I mean, the Louisville coach is turning you down. Yeah.
Jeff Brohm's turned out other people too,
That's true, and it was his alma mater, so I understand. But still, I mean, Penn State, just a few weeks ago, we thought this is the best job, one of them on the market. Then LSU opened, then Florida opened. Then I'm stunned that this job seems to be so nuclear, like it's nuclear reactive.
I think these coaches are making a mistake.
Me too.
I think that you look at Penn State, I think the regional area for recruiting is awesome. The conference, you know, you could get an Indiana schedule where you play nobody in multiple years in a row. It feels like you'll walk to the playoffs. I think these coaches are scared. I think they saw what happened to James Franklin, and they're like, oh, that can't be me. Well, James Franklin, it took him years before he eventually got fired. Like, Penn State didn't fire him in 1 week.
Yeah, he was there for over a decade.
Yeah, I think that they're kind of taking, like, that small thing, and I think some of them may be sending them a statement, too, being like, you can't fire a coach who is as successful as James Franklin is, but you got to see the forest through the trees. That is not a sleeping giant. I think just a giant that anybody could win at.
You know what's funny, though, is like if this is really true, there was a couple theories out there that the powerful agent Jimmy Sexton, who kind of shadow runs college football in a lot of ways, is James Franklin's agent. And so he was kind of steering his clients away from Penn State, which, by the way, is derelict in his duties as an agent because Penn State's probably offering tons of money. So that's crazy. I think that theory is bogus. But the other part is, you know, I don't understand, like, coaches who would be taking a stand, EJ, like, in solidarity. I feel like coaches are the first people to turn their back on anyone, anytime, anywhere, when they see their own opportunity.
But, Matt, did you see how much money those two coaches who turned down Penn State made, though?
No, a lot of them. People are getting rich off of Penn State.
Right. So I think the agent was not derelict in his duties because he got the Penn State offer and then he got BYU and crumbled.
Right.
So he did get them a lot of money in the long run.
But the idea of, like, blackballing a team when you could put one of your other clients in that spot just seems like, if I'm a client of Jimmy Sexton, I'm like, I want the Penn State job. He's like, no, can't take it because they did James Franklin dirty.
Been brilliant. He's gotten all his he's getting everybody paid off of Penn State because they're throwing out the,
I know, but Penn State's actually a good job, in my opinion.
Well, by the way, you're right about one thing. Their schedule is a joke next year. I don't think Penn State's a good job. Everyone says behind the scenes it's pure chaos and that.
Yeah, like
it's
Florida and LSU's not. Penn State, a lot of these places, I think, are, you could accuse them of that.
Penn State apparently has a lot of, you know where I heard this from my Penn State source, Fliegelman was telling me, like,
he
said,
what does Ryan Hickey have to say about it?
I'm just thinking,
lots
too,
of
like,
here
this is
Justin Rock. Get my mom on the phone.
This is the college that allowed Jerry Sandusky. There's definitely something rotten in the core of the organization.
How can be so rotten? They just were in the
semifinals.
Final Four last year.
I'll tell you what, from the text messages that I got yesterday from my alumnus brother of the Pennsylvania State University, that guy is crashing out.
But their schedule is so easy next year. Listen to this. Marshall to start, Temple, and then the Buffalo Bulls. Not the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Bulls. And then they get into the Big Ten. Maryland, Michigan, who I don't think is that good. Northwestern, Minnesota, Purdue, Rutgers. Are you kidding me? I could coach this team to it.
Oh, there we are.
To the playoff.
11-0 next
season. Wait, who could I not beat on that schedule?
Quarterback of Ohio State to coach of Penn State. I like this.
That's an outright insult to say that I could not coach Penn State. It's in Beaver Stadium. You don't think I could sit there with a big sheet of plays and beat Purdue? No way.
Counterpoint, you can't wear short shorts in November.
I will.
Also, you have no plays. You have no playbook to make a sheet of to make calls from.
This is Purdue in Happy Valley.
So we can walk out there and go, okay, you go left, you take five steps and go right, like it's a flag football game with 12-year-olds.
I played football when I was a kid. Go to the garbage can and cut right. So hard about that.
Drawing up plays on the football? Look, you're going to take four steps and then you're going to run a post.
Draw them up in the dirt. By the way, DJ, when DJ said you can't wear shorts in November, and Perloff says, I will. This is also, he can get a second run out of his Halloween costume.
That sounds like a threat, too.
Yeah, it did.
You're right. It is amazing how bad the Big Ten schedules are. It's just startling. I don't know. You're right. They should be. But I don't think Penn State is as good a job as you guys think. In this rich recruiting area, I'm sorry, is Pennsylvania, Florida all of a sudden? Like, have you guys noticed where all the players come from? Warm weather states. That Pennsylvania. Show me the great player from Pennsylvania in this
recruiting. Saquon Barkley.
Abdul Carter. Michael Parsons.
They're like from right down the street.
If you look at the pros by state, it's crazy. They're all out of California, Florida, and Texas.
Isn't Jahmyr Gibbs from Philadelphia?
Look at the recruiting draft.
Yeah, just mentioned the guy, the Bears running back.
No, Jahmyr Gibbs isn't from Philadelphia.
Well, Jahmyr is not, but the guy from the running back from the Bears. From
DeAndre Swift from Philly.
I know he didn't go to Penn State, but no, Penn State. And also, they get guys from Ohio, too, which is also a very good recruiting area.
You get your big, strong guys.
The Ohio Valley area is great recruiting area.
I think you guys are misreading the way the recruits work now. But honestly, I think it's Florida, Texas, and California.
Yeah, it's a lot from those states, no doubt.
Like an overwhelming majority.
Why is Miami, Florida, and Florida State hasn't won Jack?
There's a lot of competition. And also, too, a lot of people come down to those places and steal players, like Ohio State.
That's true. That's why they should have got Brian Hartline at Penn State.
Did you see Chris Henry Jr., who's the number one recruit, flipped out of Ohio State because Hartline left? And they could have just had him.
Oh, the Penn State recruiting rankings from yesterday were a murder scene. 888-710-4ISN. They were nestled between like Prairie A&M and South Dakota State. That's where Penn State was in the recruiting rankings. Okay, got to take a quick break. Coming up, we have lots to do, including a question for you today. Who do you trust more down the stretch, the Detroit Lions or the Dallas Cowboys? They face each other tonight.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com, not available in all states. Welcome back, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Got a couple poll questions out here for you regarding tonight's game. Lots of playoff implications on the line. So question for you, who do you trust more down the stretch of the season, the Dallas Cowboys or the Detroit Lions? Pearl, Detroit leading this poll by a healthy margin. And do you consider Dan Campbell a liability or an asset? 73% saying an asset.
I'll never see it coming.
You know, whenever you watch a Lions game, the announcers always love Dan Campbell. He seems to have a sort of a cult around him.
Perfect.
You know, but You have problems with not going for it on fourth down, but you think he's too aggressive on fourth down. What about the other stuff? What about everyone buying in and playing their hardest for him? That seems like a thing.
Oh, he has absolutely my fullest respect for turning around the Detroit Lions. I mean, they are one of the most hard luck down and out franchises. My thing about Dan Campbell is not about him being aggressive. I get that. I think he's the perfect combination of kind of like meathead football guy and analytics guy. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying coach the game you're in. Like, he blew that NFC Championship game, in my opinion. The players ultimately have to wear it, but I thought he blew that game for them, and I thought he did not coach a good game against the Packers on Thanksgiving. So that's it to me.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they got just destroyed on the Lions. I mean, to even be in that game was impressive because they could not block the Packers, and the Packers offense wasn't great either, but they knew we were not getting close to the end zone again against this team. They were lucky for any positive plays because I can't remember exactly what the injury status was, but they didn't get anything going. They had the hardest time against the Packers defense, which makes me wonder, by the way, man, how good is that Packers defense?
Well, they've been consistently good. Yeah. I think we thought from the first couple weeks of the season they were going to be like all time. Yeah. It's not exactly that,
yeah,
but they are very good.
Which is interesting because then we see Dallas's defense against Detroit. I'm curious to compare the two. Will Detroit get that Lions thing going with all those injuries? I mean, EJ said it's going to be a blowout either way, which I think is an interesting analysis. Like, I feel like a blowout tonight, but I can't tell you which team. You never really hear that as a prediction.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I kind of disagree. I feel like we're doing like 34-31 type of thing as opposed to, I think it could be a back and forth offensive, like understanding you got to take shots, understanding that I think both teams come into this game thinking they need to score 30 to win.
Yeah, although I wonder if the Lions, without Amon-Ra St. Brown, try to slow the game down.
Yeah, I wish you could. If you could count on Jameson Williams a little bit more.
He's great, though.
He is good, but there's always something weird lurking right around the corner with him.
He's had a great year. He had a drop in the key drop against the Packers, but the ball was way behind him. He's grown up a lot. I really like that player. What really kills him is they need that Laporta in the seam, especially against Dallas. I think tonight it'll probably be a referendum on Dallas even more than Detroit. We're talking about Detroit, but America obviously is obsessed with the Cowboys. And anybody who's arguing that, look at the ratings from last week's game. 57 million for the Chiefs game. This is going to be the highest rated Amazon game of all time by 20%.
Think Alan Herbstreit are ready for this one?
Oh, yeah, they're going to be shocked to have a good game. They'll be like, what is happening here?
Well, not according to EJ. He thinks it's going to be a blowout. We're going to get more Herbstreit and Al vamping.
Here we go.
Oh, if that happens, you know, Al's just going to be talking
what
about
is that?
Stakes in the college football playoff.
Yeah, so
what's worse? Is it Herbstreit having a vamp or Tony Romo having a vamp? That's tough.
Romo, there's some comedy element to it that could produce something funny. Herbstreit.
Visit realizethedream.org.
What a day. Martin Luther King Jr. deserves to have a day named after him.
Herbstreit can never.
The problem is that Thursday Night Football is, by definition, kind of bad because the team's only had 4 days to practice. So I'm looking at some of the games that they had. The 10-7 barn burner of Denver and Las Vegas 2 weeks ago. Usually the games kind of stink. That's the problem with the Herbie. Romo gets really great games for the most part.
Yeah, I was nervous for him. They were doing that Bills-Steelers game last week, and it was like 6 minutes to go, and the game was definitely decided. I'm like, oh, this is a tough Romo spot. He's out of things to say.
I think the Martin Luther King thing, I think, was a Bills-Steelers game.
It was.
And it was in Buffalo. It was like a weird like Monday game because of a snowstorm, I believe, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, you're right about that. And you just can't leave Romo with that much time.
Also, why are they talking about Martin Luther King Day it's in February. No, it's in January.
No, it's in January. Right. You're thinking President's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. You can go ahead and mute yourself. 888-710-4ISN. Who do you trust more down the stretch? Dallas or Detroit right now sits at a 3-point spread. Detroit is favored. Again, 888-710-4ISN. Coming up, it's the Maggie Perloff, King of the Mountain, with a special guest. Don't move.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.